वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यशोदा नंदन जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग दिस मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 5 चैप्टर एंटाइटल द मीटिंग ऑफ नंद महाराज एंड वसुदेव इन टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। गोपः परस्परं हृष्टा परस्परं दधीशीरघृताम्बुधि असिञ्चन्तो विलम्पन्तो नवनीतैश्च चिक्षिपुः। गोपः परस्परं हृष्टा दधीक्षीर्घृताम्बुभिः असिञ्चन्तो विलम्पन्तो नवनीतैश्च चिक्षिपुः। गोपः परस्परं हृष्टा दधीक्षीर्घृताम्बुभिः आसिञ्चन्तो विलम्पन्तो नवनीतैश्च चिक्षुपुः। गोपा परस्परं हृष्टा असिञ्चन्तो विलम्पन्तो कोपः परस्परं हृष्टा दधीक्षीरघृताम्बुभिः असिञ्चन्तो विलम्पन्तो नवनीतैश्च चिक्षिपुः। गोपा परस्परं हृष्टा दधीक्षीरा घृताम्बुभिः असिञ्चन्तो विलम्पन्तो नवनीतैश्च चिक्षिपुः। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। गोपः The cowherd men, parasparam, on one another, hrishtaha, being so pleased, dadi, with curd, kshira, with condensed milk, Grit Ambubhi, with water mixed with butter. Asinchintaha, sprinkling. Vilampantaha, smearing. Navanitahe cha, and with butter. Chikshipuhu, they threw on one another. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In gladness, the cowherd men enjoyed the great festival by splashing one another's bodies with a mixture of curd, condensed milk, butter, and water. They threw butter on one another and smeared it on one another's bodies. Purport. From this statement, we can understand that 5,000 years ago, not only was there enough milk, butter, and curd to eat, drink, and cook with, but when there was a festival, it would be thrown about without restriction. There was no limit to how extensively milk, butter, curd, and other such products were used in human society. Everyone had an ample stock of milk, and by using it in many varied milk preparations, people would keep good health in natural ways and thus enjoy life in Krishna consciousness. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Pinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Mukham Karoti Vachalam, Pangum Rangayate Girim, Yad Kripatamaham Vande, Sri Guru Dhinitai, Paramananda Madhava. Hare Krishna. First of all, I'd like to seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. All of them are very, very senior to me, and who are sitting here, so it's a little, I'm feeling a little nervous to speak. And also, especially, this is my first visit outside of India and to Chicago here, first time, so it's a little difficult for me to speak, but since it is the instructions and the desire, so I hope you please bless me and empower me so that we can speak something this morning on the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam for our own purification. So this is a beautiful section we are reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, the meeting of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. And herein, in this beautiful section which we are reading, there's a beautiful celebration of Krishna's birthday party is happening. So we are all in one sense participating in Krishna's, of course, Janmashtami is coming soon. But herein, in this beautiful section, we are reading Krishna's first birthday party, how it happened, as beautifully described by Srila Shukadev Goswami. And one of the purports in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, further purports, Prabhupada explains that the same bliss which the Brajabasis experience, all these gopis, Ishodamai, Nanda Baba, and all the other cowherd friends and the elderly gopis, the same bliss which these devotees experienced can be experienced by all of us just by reading and absorbing these in these leelas and pastimes, Prabhupada writes in one of the chapters, in the further chapters, that the same bliss we can enjoy as just by reading these wonderful narrations of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And herein we are reading this beautiful appearance of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and the wonderful festival happening and how joyously everyone is being celebrating this wonderful appearance. Of course, that's the secret of happiness in everyone's life. As the Brajabasis are experiencing great happiness on Krishna's experience, similarly in our lives also, when we see the appearance of the Lord, we experience great satisfaction and joy. That is the secret of happiness. Each one of us in this world is looking in various ways to seek happiness, seek shelter, seek some bliss, seek some juice in life. But herein we see the Brajabasis happy in the appearance of the Supreme Lord. So that is what the secret is of the Srimad Bhagavatam, of the scriptures, that if you are looking for happiness, the secret lies in having Krishna appear in our hearts, inviting Krishna to appear in our hearts, in our lives, in our society, everywhere. And then we can experience that bliss which these Brajabasis are experiencing. Of course, a lot went before Krishna's birth. Vasudeva and Devaki, they had to do a lot of penance. Then they took birth, got married, and right on the day of the marriage, kidnapped by Kams, her own brother, put in prison, had to see the brutal murder of their own children right in front of their own eyes. What can be more painful than that for a parent? So it took a lot before the Lord to appear and give pleasure or bliss. So in our own lives, we have our own struggles and difficulties before the Lord actually appear in our heart. So that's the natural process. We all have to go through that process of purification in our own ways, in our own unique ways. Krishna has this purification process for each one of us in a individual, uniquely manufactured or timed way to purify each one of us. So we have to all see the difficult things before actually the Lord appears in our lives. In one purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that where the Krishna's appearance is happening in the previous chapters, that the Krishna appeared in the womb of the society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. And we see how it was Prabhupada's great effort that made that happen, made Krishna available to each one of us around the globe. So that was amazing how Srila Prabhupada did that. As Devaki and Vasudeva went through penances and great difficulties before they could have the Lord's appearance. Of course, for Devaki and Vasudeva, they went through all the distresses and difficulties, and as soon as Krishna is born, Krishna says, take me to Gokul Mahavan, and that's where I will show my childhood leelas and pastimes. So they were not even getting the chance. So that is Krishna. They struggled so much, but then somebody enjoyed the Krishna's leelas and pastimes. Of course, that is Devaki's and Vasudeva's glory. And so that is how Prabhupada explains that Krishna has taken birth in the womb of this international society. And in that episode where Brahma Vimohan Leela, where all the Krishna is sitting in the center and all the cowherd friends are sitting on the bank of Sri Jamunaji, and all of them are sitting, and Krishna is, everyone is thinking Krishna is looking at me and reciprocating with me, and all of their faces are very beautiful and glory, and they are like blossoming and very, very happy. And Prabhupada, they explains that they are looking happy and beautiful because Krishna is in the center. So in that purport also Prabhupada explains, if we have in our lives Krishna as center, in our society, in our temples, if we put priority, if we put Krishna as the center, then we can experience great satisfaction and happiness, then we can actually experience what these Prajapasis are experiencing, joy of celebrating Krishna's birth, the real happiness which they are experiencing. And in this beautiful verse, we see how one of the ways they were celebrating this beautiful festival was by throwing, splashing each other's body with a mixture of curd. I think they call it yogurt here. That's what the curd referred to here is the yogurt. And with a mixture of yogurt and water and condensed milk, butter and water, and they were throwing on each other. And Prabhupada in the purport explained that this is what even shows that there was such abundance of all these things even 5,000 years ago. There was no shortage or no anything. That is the opulence. Bhumi Devi gives when she sees that the living entity is actually utilizing these resources. She is happy to offer to all of us. So when she sees that they are being used, it's Krishna's resources, they are using properly, they are going to be used for Krishna's service. So Bhumi Devi, she is very pleased and happy, and she offers all the resources in abundance. So herein we see this. Prabhupada is explaining how extensively it was easily available, and everyone had their, like, they would make various preparations and they were very, very healthy. Of course, now it's so difficult even to get, I don't know here about here, but even in India it's so hard to get good milk, ahimsa milk or from the protected cows. It's very, very difficult even in India now. Even in Mumbai we have to get milk from few hundred miles to get good ahimsa milk. So unfortunately, what's the status now? But here Prabhupada explains that there was abundance, ample stock of milk and yogurt, and they were actually throwing on each other, playing Holi. I don't know, here they have in the India they have this festival of Holi during the Gaur Purnima time, where they throw different flowers and the flower colors and different things. So herein they were playing with all these things, with milk, butter, curd and other such products. So that was the opulence of Sri Vrindavan Dham, where Krishna is there, Lakshmi Devi personally comes, Vishnu Devi personally comes. Wherever Krishna is there, Lakshmi personally comes. Jayati Devi kam janmana vrajadat. Wherever there is Krishna's birth, Lakshmi Devi personally resides. So people are looking for Lakshmi everywhere, but without Narayan. Lakshmi will never go without Narayan. So as Krishna's appearance, all the opulence, everything, the stage is set for the Lord to appear. When Krishna appears in Vrindavan, everything is arranged so beautifully. The rivers are flowing, the brahmanas are happy, everyone is happy and satisfied in Krishna's presence. That is the beauty of Krishna. When Krishna comes in the lives of devotees, in lives of common people, in anyone, it brings about a complete satisfaction, happiness and glory. That is Krishna. And everyone enjoyed good health and happiness in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada concluded. Keep good health in natural ways and thus enjoy life in Krishna consciousness. Good health also very important, we all know, understand. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also mentioned that for a sadhaka's good health, sadhana and preaching, very important principles. Prabhupada is saying they were all very naturally eating natural substances, very healthy and enjoying Krishna consciousness. That is beautifully ways this is described. And Krishna loves these milk and dahi or yogurt and butter. Krishna loves that. You see so many leelas where Krishna would actually go and steal. Of course, in stealing the idea was to give pleasure to the gopis, and But Krishna would personally go out and steal butter, yogurt and drink milk. Sometimes directly from the cows, Krishna would just cow and put the milk directly into his mouth and relish the cows. And special cows were there for Krishna. Yashoda Mai would have those special cows which are reserved for Krishna, and very special grass was fed to them, and the milk would be fragrant like the lotuses. Of course, nowadays lotuses don't have any fragrance, but you can imagine that time when the pure things were there, the fragrance of the lotuses, Padmaganda milk, the special cows, 100 or 10 special cows, the milk would be fed to, very special milk would be fed to them, very special grasses were taken care for them. And then Yashoda Mai would personally bring that milk and offer to Krishna. That's when Krishna would relish that milk with great pleasure. and for butter also. Krishna would go to different houses to steal the butter, to give happiness to the Brajapasis. It's not that there's scarcity in Krishna's home, but he loved to steal the butter and honor that butter and relish the love of the Brajapasi ladies. They would personally churn this butter. It was like, nowadays we have this fortified with vitamins and minerals and yogurt and this and that. But that butter or yogurt was fortified by their love and devotion. They would personally churn and bring out that the heart, love of their heart was there in those milk and butter in those preparations. And that's what would give Krishna happiness. Krishna is bhavagrahi. He's looking for the intent in each one of our lives. Whatever we can offer as per our abilities, but the intent with which we offer, that's what Krishna loved it. And he performed so many leelas just to get this butter or just to churn the hearts of these wonderful gopis. And that's what Prabhupada explains here, that they enjoyed life in Krishna consciousness together in this way. And same way, for in this age of Kali Yuga, we know how Lord Chaitanya personally appeared and performed his wonderful leelas in the form of Sankirtan and attract all the conditioned souls to participate. It's non-different, Srila Prabhupada would explain. It's non-different. The Sankirtan is non-different from the Rasa Leela of the Supreme Lord. The same ecstasies, the same experience is being given in the form by the Supreme Lord. I don't know, I've heard this story from some of the senior Vaishnavas. I don't know where the source is, but it's a nice story to give the beautiful message. One of the times, another birthday celebrations of Krishna. This is one birthday we are reading. There's one other birthday celebration of Krishna happening, and Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, they called, invited all the guests. And of course, Vrishabhanu Maharaj was also invited, Radharani was invited. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj was a little busy that day. He had maybe had to go out somewhere. He couldn't make it. So Kirtida Mata, Radharani, and other guests were there in that beautiful function, the birthday party which was happening. So then, as the custom was, they would offer daan in charity. So all those guests who were there, they were often like return gifts or charity. And Krishna was offering, like somebody had brought some chadar, so Krishna would offer some grains, somebody wanted some fruit, so they'll just offer it. They will open their chadar, or they had some bowls, or they would say, get some coins, or whatever they wanted, everyone was getting. Krishna was giving, Radharani was witnessing that. And then some of the people who didn't have anything, they didn't bring anything with them, they offered, brought some gift, they gave to Krishna, but they didn't have a patra or a vessel to receive this charity. So Krishna told them, Ananda Baba told them, you actually go back and bring something from your homes and then we can offer you nice charity. So Radharani is seeing, participating, and then she goes back to Barsana, and where she, Vrishabhanu Maharaj asked about how was the festival and how did you like the birthday party, and said, very nice, it was a wonderful experience. Just one thing which I missed was Krishna was sending people, go back and bring your vessels and patras, where then we can give you in charity. I didn't like that. So now, of course, Vrishabhanu Maharaj explained, that's fine. But then, as it happens, this news spread. Vrishabhanu Maharaj told someone else, and then someone, and finally reached Krishna. That, oh, you were not happy with what I did? You had to send people to bring back? So Krishna told Srimati Radharani, the next time when I come as Lord Chaitanya, in my next incarnation when I come, when I appear, that time I will not ask for any patrata or any qualification. Whoever comes, or not even comes, I will run to those people and give that wealth or gift of Krishna. On my own love, I will give them. So that is the mood of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Whether one is patra, apatra, na dekhi, sthan, asthan. Whether somebody has qualification to receive the mercy, to enjoy the Krishna consciousness or not. Whether somebody is situated rightly or not, whoever it is, it's Mahaprabhu running to each one of us, calling us, inviting us to participate in this Sankirtan movement, make Krishna the center of our lives and experience great satisfaction and bliss. So I wanted to just share one beautiful pastime which depicts how this first Harinam Sankirtan which Lord Chaitanya began, or how he started this wonderful Leela. This is from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Of course, as soon as Mahaprabhu was born, he started the chanting of the holy names. Born on a lunar eclipse, everyone was chanting the holy names of God. Then later, when he was a small child, he would start crying and crying and crying, and they would give different toys to play with. Oh, they didn't have cell phones. Now they're like children having cell phones in India, so many little boys playing with. So whenever somebody's crying, you just give them a cell phone or something to play with. No, they didn't have that. So they would give different toys, cuddle him, took him the law, but still he was crying. Nimai Pandit, little Nimai would cry. And then the only way he would be stopped crying was when somebody would chant, clap and chant, Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, chant the names of Lord. So then he was teaching by his leela. Of course, when he grew up as Nimai Pandit, one of the greatest scholars of Navadvip, the high seat of learning that time, like what we have now as University of Chicago or MIT or Harvard or whatever, or Oxford. But that time, the whole world would look into as Navadvip Institute of, or University of Navadvip as the high seat of learning. Everyone would go there to learn. And Nimai Pandit being there, the best of the students there, he became the topmost scholar at that point. And anyone who would see him would get attracted to the Lord. Even the materialists, those who were there, they were glorifying, wow, what a scholar he is. His parents must be really glorious. The ladies were attracted. All the ladies were attracted. The scholars were even attracted. They were not sure, what is this? This is something special. He has the knowledge of all the scriptures, all the grammatic rules and everything. Probably looks like his incarnation of Brahaspati. That's what the scholars would conclude. As such a great, powerful scholar. Of course, the Vaishnavas sometimes, they were happy to see him, but they were confused. Why is he not taking to devotional service? So they were not sure how these Advaitacharya, Srivas Thakur, all these devotees would come and discuss and have Bhagavad Kathas, but they would discuss that we are attracted to this boy, Nimai. We don't know why, but somehow he's not taking to devotional service. So that would hurt them a lot. And some of them actually would come to the Lord and tell them, my dear Nimai, why are you wasting your time in all this mundane education and grammar and all these Vyakran? Just become a devotee. So they would, some of them would pray to the Lord, and like that, different devotees would do. But the Lord would be really, really like the topmost of the scholars. He would just grab people. Debating being the favorite sport, like we have the American football, like everyone is into that, but now that time it was the debates. So he would just catch people, let me debate with you. And they would, sometimes he would catch Mukunda, and then he would stop him, defeat him in argument, then establish a Siddhanta, then re-establish the same Siddhanta after defeating him in this way, like constantly going. And so the devotees, some of the devotees actually started avoiding Nimai. They thought he's just wasting our time. So sometimes one day it happened that Mukunda was walking by, and Nimai Pandit is walking by with his students, and then Mukunda just passed by the other road. And then Nimai Pandit actually catches his old, hey, why are you going that side? You think I'm wasting your time? The day will come when I'll become such a great Vaishnava that even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva would actually come to take my association. So in that way, he would, like that, he would hold the hand, and sometime, so another time Mukunda, he held the hand of Mukunda and asked. So Mukunda was thinking, let me defeat him in certain way. So he thought he's expert in Vyakran and few other subjects, but maybe Nimai does not know anything about Alankar or Upmas. So let me ask a question on that. So he goes and asks the question that, please explain about the Alankar. But Nimai Pandit at that time, Mahaprabhu, he explained like in great detail and refuted the argument even in Upma or Alankar which he proposed to Mukunda. That time Mukunda realized this cannot be an ordinary person who knows, who has the knowledge of every subject matter on the earth. Like Google, you ask anything and it has an answer. But then he was thinking, wow, what a wide knowledge this person has. It's not possible for any living entity to have wisdom or knowledge of all the subject matters which were present. Mukunda was impressed. And so in this way, devotees would pray sometimes. They would think that such an uncommon potency he has, he must be some great personality, and it's not possible for an ordinary person to exhibit such scholastic things. So they were requesting each other, please bless Nimai so that he becomes a devotee. So we all have in our lives, we are attracted to some people, some person, and then we have in our mind, good if this person becomes a devotee, or if that person becomes a devotee, or if this personality or this topmost person becomes a devotee. So all the devotees were offering their prayers. Some of them actually would go to the Lord. Nimai, just give up your scholastic, become a devotee, chant the names of God, come and discuss with us. So that's the Lord's nature, all attractive. All attractive, everyone is attracted. Some know it, some do not. So then he would teach in the house of Mukunda. Sanjay Mahaprabhu would sometimes teach. Of course, when the time came, Nimai Pandit Gauranga, he went to Gaya, met his spiritual master Sri Ishwar Purif, saw the beautiful lotus feet of Lord Vishnu there, and then his completely, the new leela or pastimes unfolds. So as soon as he comes back from Gaya, Nimai Pandit, all the devotees and the other people of the town, they come to receive him, greet him, because at that time, if somebody just goes out of the town or for a yatra, they just go out and they come. You never know when they'll come. There's no texting or calling or that I'll be back on this and this, or there's no reservation. You just go and you come. So there's a lot of excitement. So all these people were there, and so when they saw him, when all the devotees and other people saw, he explained, I had a wonderful yatra to Gaya and then saw the beautiful lotus feet of Lord Vishnu and started to chant the names of Krishna at all time. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I saw the beautiful form of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and completely enamored by Krishna's glories. Please hear, Nimai Pandit say, oh my dear friends, please hear the wonders of Krishna that I saw in Gaya and saw the beautiful Vishnu Pad, the Padma Teerth, the beautiful lotus feet of Lord Sri Vishnu, and elaborately started describing the glories of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and started to chant. And as chanting, the hairs were standing on end, trembling, tears were coming from the eyes. So devotees were struck with wonder, what has happened to Nimai Pandit? We never saw him in this way. Looks like the Lord has bestowed special mercy on him, or is something completely transformed, something completely changed. Something has happened there. And even when reached home, Sachi Mata was surprised and shocked to hear Lord Chaitanya at that time even calling all the time, Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? So the devotees were very excited. So they came, usually would they gathered in the house of Srivas or Sriman Pandit's house, a different devotee's house, and usually they would come to the house of our Srivas Thakur, and there was a tree there which would give Kunda flowers, and that would have abundant flowers all throughout the year. That is, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that when they had the desire to serve Krishna, as we were reading here, there is abundance. So then Krishna supplies all the resources all throughout the year. Those flowers were there, as Prabhupada explains here, that there were abundance of all these products because they wanted to serve Krishna. See here also, the abundant flowers. So devotees were discussing, Srivas Thakur, Sriman Pandit was telling, wow, I saw a great event, what we were praying for, what we were hoping for, what we were all desiring, that Nimai Pandit becomes a great devotee. Looks like our wish has come fulfilled. They were so excited and so happy that time. And Srivas Thakur also, wow, looks like our family is going to increase. Now Nimai Pandit is going to join our family and it's going to be a great thing in everyone. And then of course Gauranga had told that please come to the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari in the evening. I will tell you more details which I cannot tell you in front of all the other people. So they went in the evening, and then the Lord in great ecstasy chanted there, danced there, and told them the whole detail of what happened in Gaya, and ecstatic symptoms were on his body to an extent that he was such dancing that the pillar in the house of Shuklambar fell down. So they probably had to do a reconstruction there in the house. That was a ecstatic symptoms, they were there. And such loud kirtan was happening and everyone was amazed. Maybe the Supreme Lord has manifested in his body, or maybe it's the association of Ishwarpuri, or some manifestation of the Lord appeared in Gaya, that is what is making him mad, Nimai Pandit. So in this way they were not sure. Of course, and when the Lord went to Gangadas Pandit's house, that's the principal of the school where he was teaching Nimai Pandit that time, he embraced him, glorified him, and Gangadas Pandit told him that, oh, all your students whom you would teach, they have not been coming for any of the classes. So once those students who have learned from you, you are the best teacher, the best guide, so they just want to study from you. And now, since the classes have been off, so please start your classes from tomorrow. So then, of course, Nimai Pandit, he goes back, next day he meets his students on the bank of Sri Gangaji. And as soon as the boys were sitting there, they had their books like this, they would close, and they would have these tied through the rope, like traditionally they would have those pothis or the books, they would tie with the rope. So all the boys, when they would untie these books, like they have these passwords, so they would have this, untie the books chanting the names of Hari and Krishna and Govinda, and they would untie their books, open their books, remembering these names of Krishna. And as soon as Nimai Pandit Gauranga heard these names of Krishna, he again went into great ecstasy. He was very pleased, lost external consciousness, started to explain about the glories of the holy name, how in all the sutras, all the aphorisms, all the commentaries, the holy names of Krishna are described, and all the scriptures explain nothing else but Krishna is the supreme controller, creator. And Nimai Pandit began to explain that those who do not explain these are actually like the asses carrying the load of the scriptures. And then he started to shout that, who in Navadvip has the power to refute these arguments? So students were captivated, enthralled when they saw this. And then when Vishwambar came in external consciousness, he asked the students, were my explanations all right? So the students explained, we didn't understand anything what you were talking about. There was nothing what you teach usually. There's no subject discussion on grammar or anything. So Nimai says, okay, it's closed down for today. Maybe it's not the right time. We'll come back tomorrow. And then come back the next day. So another day, students, something similar happened, great ecstatic. So in this way, the third day or the fourth day, students decides, let's not give a chance for him to speak. Let's ask some questions. So then he will have to answer it properly from Vyakran or some discussion. So they wanted to ask questions like, what is the meaning of Siddha Varna? And so Gauranga, in his own ecstasy again, thinking about Krishna, is that Narayan is situated in every letter of the alphabet. So they were not sure what to do. Then they asked, Varna Siddha, how do we make the alphabet perfect? So by the merciful glance of Krishna, everything is made perfect. So that's like confusing. So they were saying, please explain, my dear Lord, perfectly, what are you speaking? So Lord said that every moment remember Krishna. I am explaining you to about the worship of Krishna, which is the purport in the beginning, in the middle, and end of all the Vedic literatures. Students would laugh, what is happening to our professor, our teacher? He's teaching something different. Instead of Vyakran, he's teaching something about Krishna. So they were Vata, they were thinking probably has got some air disease or something, or what has happened to him. And then he says, okay, this is all the verdict of the scriptures. Let us meet again in the afternoon, and then I'll show you from the scriptures how this is what is being said. So finally, after some days, the students go to Gangadas Pandit. Principal, sir, we have come to you. This is Nimai. Since the time Nimai has come back, it's something different. He's just chanting, dancing, his ears are standing on end. We are absolutely unable to understand what is happening in these classes. He's not the same professor as he was. It's a lot of change in his life. So Gangadas Pandit, he laughs. Okay, just, I will call him, explain him to teach you properly, and let's see what happens tomorrow. So he calls him, Mahaprabhu Nimai Pandit Gauranga. He comes, respectfully touches the feet of his spiritual guru, Gangadas Pandit, gives him blessings. And then his Gangadas Pandit explains that the study of the scriptures is not something less fortunate or something. You see, your grandfather Nilambar Chakravarti, your father Jagannath Mishra, they were very, very qualified, but they were also great devotees of the Lord. So it's not that these go separate from each other. Only through proper study one can become a great Vaishnav Brahman. So you promise that you will teach properly from tomorrow. So Lord Chaitanya Gauranga said, dear Guru Dev, by the mercy of your lotus feet, nobody in Navadvip can stand before me in debate. So far nobody has ever been able to defeat me. I will tomorrow teach publicly in the middle of the town, and let's see who can refute my arguments. So Gangadas Pandit also very happy, let's see, something good may come out. So all the students come in the next day, right in the middle of the town, everyone is sitting, Nimai Pandit with his students, to starting to teach. Of course, Krishna's arrangement. Nearby was a devotee's house, Ratnagarbha Acharya. And outside the house, he was chanting the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Shamam Hiranya Paridhim Vanamala, beautifully glorifying the form of the Lord. And so as soon as Nimai Pandit hears these descriptions from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's beautiful form, he again went into ecstasy and started to chant and dance and roll on the ground and kept on telling Ratnagarbha Acharya that please chant more, please chant more. And finally Gadadhar Pandit comes and stops. My dear Ratnagarbha, stop, otherwise what will this Nimai Gauranga would do, we don't know. So finally he just comes into external consciousness, and then he asks the students, so have I been restless or did I speak all right? So finally the student said, we don't know what you were saying. Seems you were in your own different world. So the next day again the students meet. They said, okay, this time let's ask for a definition from the Lord. So then he has to quote it from the scriptures and some Vyakran definition we will ask. And let's see what the Lord says, Nimai says. So he says, what is the definition of dhatu? My dear teacher, please tell us. Nimai Panditani says, that which is Krishna's energy. Again short. Then he says, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Suno Krishna Nama, Aharnisha Shri Krishna, Charana Karo Dhyana. That chant the names of Krishna, remember Krishna, sing Krishna's name day and night, Aharnisha Shri Krishna, Charana Karo Dhyana. That remember the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. So as soon as, again, after some time, the Lord regained external consciousness, the students, the Lord asked, did I explain properly the definition of dhatu today? Student says, my dear Lord, what you were saying is right, but that's not the aim of our study here, we are here for. So then Lord asked, what did I say? He said, you were saying Krishna is everything and Krishna is everywhere and such ecstatic symptoms we see in your life, looks like you are some incarnation of some great devotee like Prahlad or Shukadev, but that's not what we are here for studying from you. And then they stole that for past 10 days, this is what only you have been speaking about Krishna, about devotional service, about the holy name, and our studies have been held for last 10 days. Of course, the Lord tells them, and finally tells them, Nimai tells his students, that why didn't you tell me before? Of course, they were telling him, but couldn't take it. And finally, the Lord, after the 10th day, says, the students were saying, of course, what you were telling is absolutely correct. Krishna is everything, but it's our fault that we are not able to accept it. But what you were saying was actually right, but we were not able to explain. So finally, the Lord was very pleased, and finally he said that, my dear brothers, whatever you have said is true, but what I'm going to tell you is, please don't tell anyone. I am speaking in this way because wherever I see, I just look in any direction, I just see a blackish complexion boy playing on his foot. I only hear his names. I behold the entire world as the abode of Govinda, abode of Krishna, Sri Gopal. So that's how I cannot speak anything else. And then finally he says, I just offer my humble apology. Today onwards, no more studies from my side. I give you the permission to go to any other teacher you want to study from in Navadvip or anywhere else, I will facilitate. So Mahaprabhu with Nimai Pandit with tears in his eyes closed his books. The students offered his respect, their respects, and they also said that we also take the same resolution as you. So you close your books, so we also close our books. For us also, no more study anyone else. For someone who has studied under you, we cannot study under anyone else. And we pray that whatever explanations you have taught us may remain in our heart. Whatever you have taught, we are satisfied with that. So they folded their books, also tied their books, chanting the names of God. And then Nimai Pandit goes to each and every student with tears in his eyes. The students are also crying because of imminent separation they're going to experience. So sharing that, feeling that imminent separation, both are crying, and he embraced each and every student. And then Lord Sachinandan blessed them that if I have been a servant of Krishna even for one day, I pray that all your desires be fulfilled, you take shelter of Krishna, and your mouths be always filled with names of Krishna. Enough of studies, what we have done. No need to study further. Let us chant the names of Krishna together. And then by the mercy of Krishna, the purport of all the scriptures will be revealed. All of you students, you are my friends, birth after birth. And all the students were in great ecstasy. So in this way, Nimai Pandit concluded his scholastic pastimes, and then he said that, Nimai told, that I will teach you how do we perform now the Harinam Sankirtan. So he took his students with him right in the middle of the town and taught them how to clap your hands by demonstrating, and told that Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. So in this way, Nimai Pandit first began his Harinam Sankirtan, inviting all his students to participate and experience the great bliss of Krishna consciousness, as is being described here in this purport. That Prabhupada concludes this purport that all these prajabasis, they were had an ample stock of milk. By using it in many milk preparations, people would keep good health in natural ways, thus enjoy life in Krishna consciousness. In this age, Krishna comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inviting each one of us to participate in the Harinam Sankirtan and enjoy the same bliss as the Brajabasis were experiencing in this beautiful Nandotsav festival which we are having here. Hare Krishna. So is there any comment or corrections, Prabhus? Because I'm not so good. So if there is any correction or any comment somebody would like to offer, I'd be grateful for that.
Thank you so much, Praj Chandra Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for
beautiful class. I was just thinking that if you remember in the studies of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, we often hear that the students of Lord Chaitanya during his scholastic pastimes, at one point was sort of disrespectful to Lord Chaitanya, or they didn't have the proper understanding, in one sense, better to say, that especially at the time that Lord Chaitanya decided to take sannyas, it was because the students were criticizing him. And having the association of Lord Chaitanya and seeing his you know, the start, the manifestation of his Sankirtan, his Yuga Dharma pastimes, and not necessarily fully transformed, because it is explained, as you narrated, that they themselves were saying, we have a different motivation. You know, we have, this is not the reason we're here. You know, everything that you say is right, but we're here to become, you know, logicians and scholars, like that.
True.
And they did have, as you explained, they were influenced by Lord Chaitanya to take up, you know, the Sankirtan. But also it seems that many of them, or at least in the narrations, that they were not fully transformed. We hear the associates of Lord Chaitanya that came from, you know, the house of Srivas Thakur, they're the ones that we hear the glories of the Vaishnavas there. But the students always, I remember recalling hearing that they were like a little bit of causing trouble in one sense, you
True.
Know. What do you remember of that?
True, there were some of the students who were, like one time Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of, he was remembering the gopis and chanting the names of Gopi, Lalita, Vishakha, Radha, and different names of gopis. And some of the students, when they saw, they were like, shocked, why are you chanting the names of gopis or ladies? You should chant the names of Krishna. And Nimhai Pandit, in that mood of Gauranga, he just ran with a stick in behind them and trying to hit them. And these boys were running and they were saying, they were discussing among themselves, what is this? This is chanting the names of the gopis and the ladies, and what has happened to him, and he is, what does he think of himself? Trying to hit us with his, somehow we escaped, he was trying to hit us with his stick. What type of a brahmana this is? And when Lord Chaitanya and Lamai, when he heard about these statements, and then that time he quoted that famous verse that I had come to give mercy to the whole world, but these are the people by offending me are going to hell. So that time he proclaimed for the first time, and this pastime happened, that I'm going to take sannyas soon, so that all these people also actually somehow do not offend me and bow down to me, offer my respects, and they will also get delivered. So you're saying is right, that not all were in favor that time. But then that was the Lord's desire to take sannyas, so that that time the custom was everyone would respect a renunciate or a sannyasi. So then he took that role. And then all those who were not, even though attracted at that time, were also begging forgiveness and coming to Lord's lotus feet. Thank you, Prabhu. Chai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shishradha Kishore Kishori Bhagavan ki, Chai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.